We just had Desiree Reed Francois on a little while ago, and I demanded an answer.
Tell me right now.
On the future of Tony Sanchez. Well, I didn't do that, but I did ask her, hey, after the win against San Diego State, are you ready to move forward with Tony Sanchez? And she went back to what she said a couple of games ago. She still needs to examine everything from top to bottom. What do you think about Tony after that win? That was a gigantic win. And I know they've had rough moments, especially on defense. And we'll get to specifics on defense. But what do you think that does for Tony moving forward?
I think it's huge. I think it gives him something to stand on. I think it validates some of the things that he's been talking about. And I think it shows that the program, albeit this year could definitely be looked at as a step backwards, I think he can look at that win and say that's a signature win for any program to knock off San Diego State. And to say that we are still moving forward and the plan is still in place to do the things that he expected to do. I don't think, honestly, if things were going the way that I think that they should go, I don't think that win changes the decision on whether or not he comes back next year to coach. I think the right move would be for Tony to come back. I think for a lot of external reasons, namely being the support that he has as far as financing some of the things that have taken place at UNLV for the past couple of years. So I think it would be the right move just to keep him regardless of the win, but the win helps. If there was any doubters or anybody that was kind of on the fence on if they wanted to continue to support him, beating a team like San Diego State, who's always at the top of the conference, who's in contention again this year for a conference title, beating them definitely says something about where you are as a program and where you want to be. And I think it's good for Tony, good for the kids, good for everybody that's coming back, and good for the recruiting trail also going into next season.
Caleb, what do you say to a lot of people on social media who say the win over San Diego State, nice, but doesn't change their mind? Why should it change their mind?
I think it should, because if you look at in the grand scheme of things, UNLV has a lot of talent on the football team. I think they can compete talent-wise now with a lot of people, and a lot of people would say, oh, well, that's a sign that the coach is, it should be gone if the players are talented, right? But I think it takes a lot for a coach to overcome the injury to Armani, to overcome the amount of injuries in the secondary that they've had this season, and to continue to inspire kids and motivate them to come out and want to play. And it's not like San Diego State kind of overlooked UNLV. I mean, they had a lot to play for here. With Fresno State losing to Boise, they were poised to really take control of that top spot on this side of the division if they went out. So they were there's a lot to play for San Diego State coming into that game. So going into San Diego, knowing how good San Diego State is and has been, and overcoming the amount of injuries and adversity, even within that game, I think he made all of the right decisions and as far as coaching and getting guys in the right position. I think he mentioned some of that with Tim Skipper and the adjustment they made moving Javon White to the secondary instead of at linebacker, and things like that happened throughout the game that I think he made the most of his players, and the players came through for him in a big way. So I think that speaks volumes to what he's been able to overcome as a coach, and I think more so volumes to what the players have been going through and how they've been able to overcome kind of the position he's put them in to springboard them forward. I think he's the right guy to transition this next wave of UNLV football. That's my opinion. I mean, people can take it or leave it, but I think as of right now, the plan for Tony Sanchez's program, his vision for UNLV is still, I think, intact, although the wins and losses don't really show that this season.